This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey guys, we're here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. All you got to do is help yourself first by reaching out to us at right here in the studio. You can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, that's 888-666-3974. Or the easiest way to reach us is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click on the blue microphone button. Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it right over to ours. We're here to educate, to inspire, to help you build some confidence. We're even kind of home improvement therapists if things aren't going so well. We understand. We've been there. So reach out to us with your questions. We are happy to help. Coming up on today's show, if you have ever thought of adding hardwood floors to your home, you might be surprised to know that some hardwoods are, well, actually not as hard as others. We're going to share some tips on how to choose the most durable hardwoods for your home.
And here's a question to ponder. How often do you wash your bathroom towels? Well, you may want to rethink this after you hear what researchers have found out about bacteria that grows in those towels. It's pretty gross. We're going to have some details coming up.
And we talk a lot in the show about remodeling projects to improve the comfort and value of your home. But a new survey says that 3 in 4 Americans are actually making improvements to their homes now to help them stand up to severe weather. We'll share what those improvements are.
And what projects are you guys working on? Whatever you are doing, reach out. Let us know what your project questions are. We're going to share some tips to help you get that project done right. Get it done once so you don't have to do it again, because nothing is, you know, less fun than doing that same project over and over again. Let's do it right, everybody.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Building a new construction project. We've got Tina in Delaware. How can we help?
Hi, Leslie. I was actually calling in regards to a home that we purchased about a year ago. And then throughout that year, we've just been uncovering a lot of problems with the house. And I was more curious to know whether there is a lemon law, so to speak.
I'm not aware of a lemon law for new construction, but how long have you been in this house?
It was a year in November.
And did you have a new home warranty on it?
Yes. So they are coming back and fixing the issues.
Did you contact the warranty company or just the builder?
My husband's been dealing with just the builder.
So listen, a couple of things. This may or may not apply to you since it could possibly be too late. But if you buy a new home and it has a homeowner's warranty, notice to the builder does not constitute notice to the warranty company. So I would tell you right away to contact the warranty company, let them know you've had problems, because there are some things that there's coverage for beyond the first year. Of course, you get the most coverage in the first year. Secondly, make sure you're doing everything in writing with both the builder and the warranty company so you have a record. I'm not aware of a lemon law situation, but if you've lost confidence in your builder and in the quality of the construction, what I might suggest you do is hire your own professional home inspector and have the building examined. So this way you know whether or not it has any serious problems or not. It, you know, sometimes what you look at and think of as serious, you know, like a nail pop or something like that, or doors don't close right, you know, could be typical with new construction, but an independent expert can assure you or alert you if there really is a problem. Those would be my suggestions, you know, beyond speaking with an attorney if it gets real serious. But I think, first of all, you got to figure out, you know, how deep you are in terms of issues with this house, and then take the most appropriate steps. And I think having it evaluated by an independent expert, you should go to the American Society of Home Inspectors website to find one, because those guys are the best. That's homeinspector.org, homeinspector.org. And then you'll find one in your area that can do a great job. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, heading over to Texas. We've got Mike on the line who's got a question about a garage. What's going on?
I've got a garage. I've been living here 40 years, and I've got a crack, about four cracks in my garage in the slab.
Okay.
And I've talked to different contractors, and they said, well, I have to have it chiseled out and just re-poured. I was wondering if there's any epoxy or anything I can lay, you know, put a top dressing cover over or anything.
Yeah, so what are you concerned about here? Are you concerned about, like, trip hazard? Is it, like, displaced from one side to the other, or is it really cosmetic? What's your concern?
It's just cosmetic. If I ever wanted to sell it, people would see the cracks in it, you know.
Well, first of all, you should understand that cracks in a garage floor are not structural. It's just a crack in the slab. It's most likely caused by shrinkage and settlement. It has no impact on the structural condition of the building. So you don't have to worry about seeing a crack in the floor and going, oh, I think the building is in bad shape. It's really not. It's, you know, think of it as a really durable rug, you know, across the dirt floor.
Right.
If you want to try to deal with it, two things. Quikrete makes a number of crack fillers and sealers that you can basically use like a caulking gun and insert it into the crack. And they sometimes will tell you to widen the crack a little bit, especially if it's hairline. And then beyond that, you could recoat that floor once you get those cracks sealed, just to stop moisture. And Deich Coatings makes a product called Die Hard. It's a garage floor coating kit, super durable, very beautiful, and that will leave that floor looking absolutely fantastic. So that's what I would do. I would seal the cracks, and then I would coat that entire floor with the Deich Coatings garage floor product. It really works very well, and it's a super durable product, and I think the garage will look fantastic. DAICHCoatings.com.
I will look them up. Hey, I sure appreciate it. Y'all have a great show, and thank you so much for the help.
All right, now we've got Pat on the line who's got a leak at home. What's happening?
I have a wet spot up in the ceiling and the corner where the ceiling meets the wall. It's a new subdivision. I think it's about 4 years old. And I called a guy out, and he told me it was that wall backs onto the laundry, and he said it was the vent. It was wind-blown rain because we've had some really bad storms, and that there wasn't anything I could do about it but just fix it, cut out the sheetrock and that stuff, and fix what's there.
Yeah, that's going to happen again and again and again, right?
Yeah, I don't want to fix it every year.
Yeah, no, that was silly advice. Here's what you need to know. So first of all, it's a roofing repair. It depends on what type of vent you have on that roof of the dryer. You know, some types of vents are a little more susceptible to wind-driven rain, especially if they're low to the roof, where the rain kind of, you know, when the rain starts to go horizontal, it pushes up in there and then drips down. And, of course, the vent is not designed to be to contain water, so it's just going to leak at the lowest point, which seems to be right where you're seeing it. So you may have to change the type of roof vent that you have there so that it doesn't happen. You may need to have one that is taller, stands up off the roof, and it could even have a turn at the top, kind of like a candy cane turn at the top so it points down but lets that air exhaust. You don't want to have too many twists and turns because that blocks the flow of the lint getting out. But you may need a different size type of vent. And that presumes that this leak is not just simply caused by the flashing around the vent. And an easy way to tell that is to run a hose up there and flood water from the top of the roof down over where this vent is and see if you cause the leak to occur, unless it's visible. I mean, sometimes I can look at these things and see that the flashing wasn't installed right or it wasn't overlapped correctly with the shingles. But I would eliminate that as a possibility, and then we're left with wind-driven rain. If that's a constant problem, then you're going to need to basically put in a new type of vent that is not as susceptible to the wind driving the water into your house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. If it's a flashing, can I just seal around there?
I don't like to tell you to seal it because that's a temporary fix. If it's flashing, the roof can be remade around that, and you should be able to seal it properly just with the roofing material. If you go up there and you put a bunch of tar around it, not only does it look terrible, but it's going to crack again and open up, and you'll be doing it again and again and again. We don't like the Groundhog Day types of repairs. We want you to do it once and be done with it. Shouldn't be leaking, and those are the two possibilities. So take a look, and good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you're thinking about adding wood flooring to your home, choosing the right look is only part of the project. We're going to have tips on how you can pick the most durable type of wood flooring when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you guys are doing the job yourself or maybe you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast. You can join us on the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. All right. Philip in Arkansas is on the line, has some questions about smart switches. How can we help?
For about a month or so, I've been always kind of wanting to turn most of my single single pole light switches in my house into a smart switch. Well, such as, for example, my living room.
Right.
I've been trying to kind of think of, you know, how am I to do this? I'm an IT guy here thinking, you know, how can I, you know, turn an IT concept into electrical concepts? Well, I was doing some research and everything, and a lot of electricians were telling me, you need a ground wire, a neutral wire, and a load wire. Well, every single switch that I had been doing research and noticing out there all had four. I'm like, well, how am I to do this? Two loads, a ground and a neutral. How am I to do this? Well, turns out that there was only one brand out there that I noticed anyways. That's why I was kind of turning to you guys, because when I hear y'all podcasts and everything, I'm always hearing how y'all are finding ways around things. So let me turn to these guys, see if they have heard of anything else, because I'm looking at all these different brands, and they're all based off of four wires, two loads, a ground, and a neutral. My system doesn't have that. So that's why I was kind of hoping maybe y'all knew of something.
One brand that I would recommend that we have a lot of personal knowledge of is Lutron Caseta, Lutron, and Caseta, Caseta. If you just, you know, Google Lutron smart home products, this is a line of very sophisticated smartphone controls. So they've got the switches, they've got all the different lighting systems, you can have mixed types of light on this, you can have all sorts of things, and it also is programmed in with the sun. So in the winter, like, the lights come on outside earlier than they would in the summer and that kind of stuff. It's a really smart system and really well made. And the nice thing about Lutron is that they have a 24/7 call center that's staffed by technicians. So when you run into these types of questions, you can call them and they will have a solution for you. So I would recommend the Lutron by Caseta wireless smart home products very highly. I think you'll find your solution right there, and you won't have to deal with all of these opinions from all these electricians. You'll be able to do most of this yourself. These are the guys that invented the dimmer. Okay, that's how long this company's been around. They are the first inventors of the dimmers. You know when they used to be big round knobs on the wall? They invented it. So I would definitely take a look at the Lutron Caseta wireless system. I think you'll be satisfied with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're thinking about adding hardwood floors to your home, you may be surprised to know that all hardwood floors are not the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as others, and that also means that they're more durable. So here's how you can sort out those differences.
So first, the hardness of wood flooring is determined by what's known as the Janka rating, J-A-N-K-A. It's important to know this because the higher the Janka rating, the harder the floor will be, which means it's less likely to wear and to dent.
So, for example, red oak is probably the most common hardwood floor in most homes, and that has a Janka rating of 1290, which is pretty much the industry benchmark for comparing the relative hardness of different wood species. Now, with older homes, softer woods like southern yellow pine are common, and that has a Janka rating of 870, which is about a third less than today's standards.
Now, for the highest Janka ratings in flooring, the exotic solid hardwoods really top the scales. We're talking about hardwoods like Brazilian walnut, pecan, and chestnut with Janka ratings over 3,000, which make them more than twice as hard as red oak and among the most durable selections of hardwood floor available today.
Heading over to Maryland, we've got Jennifer on the line. What is happening at your money pit?
I have a house. I live in the city, probably built in the 1950s. And okay, the question that I have is that the plywood that is near the roof. I'm sorry, the plywood that is near the brick, it has a gap. My question to you is, can you fill that gap with foamatic installation?
When you say the plywood that's near the roof, are you talking about like the soffit, the overhang?
No, okay, you know what, not the soffit. I'm sorry, the plywood, it's like the siding. The siding, it's a flat roof house, okay? And then we have siding, and siding that actually is there, you know, it probably looked like it had some type of roofing caulk or something there to close up those gaps.
Right.
Can you use foam? Because, you know, you just don't want birds or something to slip in there and then they can get behind your walls.
So what's throwing me is that you generally don't have plywood siding in a 1950s house. Generally, you have clapboard or another type of wood siding.
Yeah, it is a wood siding. Yes, it is some type of wood siding.
Right. So basically, we're talking about how do we fill a gap in wood siding, and you want to do this in a way that you don't have any rodents or birds or whatever can get in and out of that space. probably the best thing to do is to fill it with steel wool, because that will stop anything else from going into it. Now, is this under the soffit, or is it going to be fully exposed to the weather? Because then we have to talk about how to kind of, like, you know, make sure it's somewhat watertight, too.
Well, we have a rubber roof on the house. The house has a rubber roof on it.
Right.
It's just at the siding, and it's a plain house. The plain house is flat, and you have the, you know, I guess it's some type of wood.
Right.
And we just want to make sure. It looked like before, because it looked like it was white. So it looked like it was either some type of roofing caulk.
Right.
Or some type of foam that was there to fill it.
How big is this gap? Like, we're talking about like a quarter inch or an inch?
Probably a quarter inch to a half an inch.
Oh, that's really tiny. Yeah. You could just caulk that. You may have to put it in like two layers, but you could caulk that. That shouldn't be a big deal. And, you know, you want to caulk it, and then you could paint right over it.
Can you use foam attic also?
What does that mean to you? What is foam attic? You mean spray foam insulation?
Yeah, the spray foam insulation.
You mean kind of in a can?
Yes.
All right, so you're talking about great stuff. And that's a expandable polyurethane insulation. Could you use that? Well, yes, but, all right? So you could use that, and you would let it expand, and then you'd let it harden. And then after it's hardened, then you can go back with, like, a utility knife and cut it flush with the siding. But at that point, you would have to prime it and paint it, because you can't leave it exposed to the weather, because the sun will basically deteriorate that foam really quickly. It's not designed to be, you know, weatherproof. So you could use it, but you would have to also prime it and paint it to protect it.
So you can use it, and maybe you can taper. Once you cut it, you could taper it off with some type of roofing caulk, like you were mentioning. And that way, that would be almost like a double ceiling.
If there's a big gap behind it, yeah, so you just want to use it to fill the space. Use it gently, okay? You're better off putting a couple of smaller applications of that stuff, because I'll tell you something about great stuff. If you just shoot a bunch of stuff into a hole like that, it expands. And I've seen it, you know, push siding boards off the house, or like swell the side framing of a window where the window won't open or close anymore. So use it carefully, all right?
Thank you all very much for answering my question. I enjoy your show as always. It's always a learning experience for all those DIY folks out there.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Happy to help you out. Good luck.
We've got Barb in Delaware on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us about it.
I have a home that was built in 1966. There was a time when you had the house insulated. It seems to be very good. My question is, do I need to have more insulation piped in?
Well, Barb, with a 1966 house, you definitely are going to be due for more insulation, because, frankly, the standards have changed over the years. And after all those years, I'm sure the existing insulation has settled and sagged and lost some of its buoyancy, which means it doesn't insulate very well. So the simple fix here is to add additional insulation to your attic. You would use unfaced fiberglass bats, probably 8 or 10 or 12 inches thick. You could lay them right on top of the existing floor or the existing insulation perpendicular to that, and that will restore a lot of insulation power to your house. That means you're going to be more comfortable, and your heating bills are going to go down.
Thanks so much for joining us here this hour on The Money Pit. Here's a question. How often do you wash your bathroom towels? Well, you may want to rethink this after you hear what researchers have found out about bacteria that grows in those towels. We're going to share those details, and they're pretty gross, when The Money Pit returns.
Wait.
Gross.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you guys look around your house, what's one project you want to get done? And what's stopping you from doing that? If it's because you don't know where to begin, you don't know what materials you need, you don't know if you can do it yourself or should hire a pro, reach out to us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Yeah, we've got Matthew from Illinois on the line who's looking for some ideas on what projects are best for the house. How can we help?
I have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It's a ranch in a very desirable neighborhood for our area. And I'm wondering if we're trying to add some square footage, if it's a better value to do some underpinning and dig out a basement or to look at adding on a second story. what would be more cost effective and what is better to affect the value of the house?
That's a good question. I want to ask you about your neighborhood. Are most of the homes ranches or are there some two-story homes around you?
It's about 50-50.
So, I mean, my gut would tell me that putting a second floor on would probably be much more desirable to a home buyer. Having a basement is a nice to have. I don't think it's a have to have. And it certainly doesn't replace the value that you would get by having a second floor with additional bedrooms and bathrooms, because those are the things that really add to the value of your home. You know, you could very simply get in touch with a local real estate agent. Perhaps there are usually realtors in all these areas that are just looking to develop their book of business, whether it's for somebody that's going to sell now or sell in the future, and ask them that question. They may be able to look at the listings and say, well, look, here's a house similar size to you with a finished basement and, you know, what that was worth compared to a home that maybe had a crawl space in the second story. I mean, the data is out there if you want to investigate your local area. But my gut would say that a second story would bring more value to your house than just a first floor with a finished basement. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, I think a finished basement is great depending on the type of people that are in the area. Is it more families? Is it more younger people? It's also the size of the house. So you have to kind of consider who the prospective user of the home is if you're trying to sell down the road.
Well, it's definitely a family neighborhood. I know I'm one of the only homes in the neighborhood that doesn't have a basement, but I do have a three-car garage, so I get that extra storage space from that, and maybe some extra bedroom, bathroom space would be more desirable.
Matthew, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project, and let us know what you decide.
Well, here's a question to ponder, you guys. How often do you wash your bathroom towels? I mean, depending on how often it is, you might want to rethink that after you hear what researchers have learned about the amount of bacteria that grows in those towels. So here you go. A freshly washed towel, like just straight out of the dryer, already contains 190,000 counts of bacteria, but that increases to 17 million counts of bacteria after one day of use, and it soars to as high as 94 million counts of bacteria after a week. I feel like a week is like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days is where I let it go, and then I'm like, I gotta wash all these towels.
Well, not to let an alarming statistic go to waste, the folks at Showers to You surveyed 2,200 people to ask how often they wash their towels and found that many of them were using their towels for a lot longer before giving them a freshen up. In fact, 3% of those surveyed washed their bathroom towels once a year. Almost one in ten wash their bathroom towels twice a year, and a third wash their bathroom towels once every 3 months. Gross, gross, and even grosser.
That's disgusting. That towel is in your butt, and then it's on your face. Come on, people. This is terrible.
Thanks for the visual.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, I do.
You know, I always have like one towel for my hair and face and one towel for my body. And then like after 2 days, I'm like, I wash laundry. And if it gets to 3 days, 4 days, I'm like grossed out. So it's like, and the kids forget it. Like Henry will use a towel every single day. But Charlie, I think if I didn't like pry the towel off the bar, he'd use the same towel for his entire life. So who knows? I feel like there's, you know, reasoning to why these people do this. But get this. Men, sorry, Tom, and all the guys out there,
yep,
you guys seem to have the least hygienic habits. Men were 5 times more likely to clean their bathroom towels just once a year, gross, with 5% of males respondents admitting to giving them an annual wash compared to only 1% of women.
So what do you think is the right number of times to use a towel before you wash it? I'm thinking like 2 to 3.
2 to 3 showers, like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm grossed out, but, you know, I'm like, shoot, I forgot. Or I'll just throw it in the hamper and take a fresh one.
Might be four if it's the last towel, like, on the rack. Everything else is in the wash, you know? But 2 to 3 is pretty normal.
Could you imagine once a year? Maybe they thought they were asking, like, oh, take out all your towels from the closet.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
them.
Must be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I think some folks out there just don't have the same appreciation for bacteria buildup as you and I like.
No more hugs. I'm not hugging anybody anymore. Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy a clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that. Okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit. Well, a new survey says that 3 in 4 Americans are making improvements to their homes to help homes stand up to severe weather. We're going to share what those improvements are next.
We live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
We'll be right back.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got home improvement questions and you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, a new study found that over the next 5 years, a third of Americans believe severe weather events will leave their homes without power more often. Now, the poll of 2,000 U.S. homeowners found 3 in 4 have made improvements to their homes to address severe weather concerns, with a majority making modifications proactively to prevent future damage to the home.
Yeah, and a homeowner stated that their top concerns as a result of severe weather are structural damage at 65%, power loss at 58%, and third in the running, kind of surprising, is the safety of their family and friends. I guess you know where you rank with a severe weather event. But this is not surprising, but sad. Over 1 in 4 said they don't feel confident their local power provider can keep the power going during severe weather events. That's becoming more and more common across the country, which is the reason more and more folks are investing in whole house generators so they don't have to rely totally on the power company, especially if you really, really can't be without power. It's real important to have a backup system, and whole house is definitely the way to go. Prices came down on those a while ago. Plus, they run on natural gas, so you don't have to worry about getting gasoline. Since natural gas covers so much of the country, it's pretty important update to make. I'm on my second one now. I've had it for over 20 years.
Jackie in Florida is on the line with a dishwasher question. Tell us what's going on.
Here's my thing. It's a Whirlpool dishwasher. It's only 4 years old. And all of a sudden, just one day, a few weeks ago, I noticed all the dishes just stopped drying. And so I did some looking up. I did some troubleshooting. It could be this. It could be that. And now they seem to be washing but just not drying. But now there's mold building up in it as well.
Yeah.
And I've even noticed that. Like, it's still hot. If I pull it right after the cycle's done, it's still, you could still feel the warmness of it. But
you got it. But you have to hand dry them, in other words.
Right.
Well, usually if the dishwasher is not drying, the problem is in the heating element. The fact that they're warm is probably just the hot water that you're using to wash it with, because dishwashers are hooked up to the hot water side. But the heating element is that the electric coil that's in the bottom of the dishwasher, and that may have failed. But you got a decision to make, because you just mentioned you have a 4-year-old dishwasher, and having somebody come out and diagnose it and repair it, it's probably going to cost you $200 or $250. So what you got to figure out is whether or not you want to risk that, or just go ahead and scrap it and go and order yourself a new one. When it gets to be middle age like that, it doesn't always make sense to repair it.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, even I've tried to even look up online to see if I could buy the heating element myself.
Yep.
And then replace it myself. But
well, you certainly can do that.
The part number doesn't come up. I can't find a matching part to it. And so then I talked to Whirlpool, and of course they want to send someone out. And
did you try Sears? Because I think Sears has Whirlpool parts, and they're really good about stocking a lot of parts and also taking them back if they don't fit.
Do I have to pull it out of the cabinet to get to the screw to unhook it, or does it pull right?
I wouldn't know without looking at it, and that's the other thing. You're going to be diving into something that you're unfamiliar with, and it might just be that, again, it just doesn't, doesn't work. So I'm sure that somebody out here has had that problem before and has a YouTube video waiting for you to look at.
There's a YouTube video for everything.
Yep,
right. Exactly. You can do everything on YouTube. No, and that's actually what I've looked into is YouTube as well. That's how I figured out how to fix anything and everything these days.
Good
is YouTube.
It's great.
But I didn't know if there was like a simple way. You know, I cleaned it well. I scrubbed everything down thinking maybe that was the problem. Because you know how dirty they get and clogged up. So I don't know.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's a clog situation, because if you told me your dishes weren't coming out clean, then we'd be having a different conversation. But it sounds like they're just not drying, and that's most likely going to be that coil.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I think you just made my final decision.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you out. That's what we do. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Well, it's time to refresh your insulation. That's right. You're probably feeling chilly and you're wondering what can you do about it. Insulation is key, but there's lots of choices out there. We're going to help one listener tackle that project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you. To make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of, so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can also post your question online by going to one of our many social media feeds, and that's what Rob did.
All right, so Rob wrote in saying, I live in a 23-year-old ranch-style home with an 8-12 roof pitch. Now, the roof structure is made of ceiling joists and rafters rather than trusses and has blown-in insulation. The blown-in insulation has begun to settle some, so I'm considering upgrading to spray foam insulation. Is it better to have the foam installed between the ceiling joists or between the rafters?
That is a very, very good question, Rob. I did this project in my house, and I pondered the same, and I decided that the place that you normally would put spray foam insulation would be between and even over the roof rafters. because that's where the heat's going to rise to, and that's where you want to stop it, right? But the question is, what did I do with the existing insulation that was in the ceiling joists? Well, I left it, of course, because why get rid of it? Kind of had a doubly warm attic as a result of that. And after I got done installing the spray foam, they sprayed not only the ceiling rafters, but the end walls, and everything was really sealed up tight because you don't have to ventilate an attic anymore that's spray foam. Man, what a huge difference it made. When I go up my attic now, even in the cold of winter, it's the same temperature, really, as sort of the rest of the house. It just holds the heat. It doesn't leak any of the heat out. So heat that used to escape around, you know, around light fixtures or around, say, the attic hatchway, that sort of thing, it just doesn't get up there. And so it's really quite comfortable. So good choice.
All right, now we have Robert in Rhode Island who wrote in saying, I need to replace my water pressure regulator. He says, we were surprised when a plumber gave us a quote of $950. Is this something we can replace on our own?
Well, that's a crazy high price, Rob. The new regulator is about a $50 part. It's got threaded fittings, so there's no soldering required. And if you find one that's the same size and shape as the old one, it doesn't have to be soldered in place. So it's pretty easy. I would just make sure it's on the house side of the main water valve. And remember that once you remove it, all the water that's in the pipes in the house are going to drain, it's going to drain out. So unless there's a second main water valve somewhere to stop that, you have to expect that that's going to happen. If you can't do it yourself, you need to shop for another plumber. But I had a similar experience with a heating contractor that I, before this experience, actually thought was pretty good. But I needed a transformer, and I said, great, do you have one on the truck? They go, yeah. I said, well, how much is it? And the guy says, well, I got to call the shop. So he calls the shop, and they quoted him a price of $500 for this transformer. Well, a little bit of research found that the exact same transformer, not even like a different brand, I mean the same one, was $35 at Home Depot, which to me was I figured it out to be a 1,400 to 1,500% markup, which I think is kind of ridiculous. So guess what? They just lost a customer as a result of that kind of behavior. So I think that's what you got to do. You're the consumer. You have the power to decide who you're going to work with and who you're going to not work with. And if they're going to take advantage of you, especially with extraordinary pricing like that, and thankfully for me, it wasn't an emergency, but can you imagine if it's an emergency, how those kinds of prices, people don't even blink at them. They don't know any better, and they're really grossly overpaying. So I think if you've got somebody like that, you just got to find a different plumber. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, that really is a lot of money. So it's like you always, you're right, you have to compare those estimates. You have to make sure they're comparing the same things, the same type of product, and then make sure you're getting the best deal with the right person to do the job.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. We hope we've been helpful as you tackle projects around your house or come up with some ideas for things that you want to get done. You can always reach out to us any time of the day or night by going to moneypit.com/ask, clicking the blue microphone button, or simply picking up the phone and calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Duluth would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shops. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says he's not going to run for a fifth term in Congress. He made the announcement today, and it comes just days after he refused to vote with fellow House Republicans to impeach Homeland Secretary Mayorkas. The GOP initiative to oust Mayorkas as punishment over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border fell just one vote short in the House on Tuesday. Gallagher was one of four GOP holdouts, sparking talk in Wisconsin he could face a primary opponent. Senators working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies.
The vote was 64-19, with 14 Republicans joining Democrats to move the foreign aid package forward. GOP senators more closely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner, aren't putting a priority on stopping Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And even if the aid gets through the Senate with possible Sunday voting, the package still faces an uncertain future in the House.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, Israel's military response in Gaza is not sitting well with President Biden.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A series of winter storms that wreaked havoc in Southern California earlier this week and left 3 feet of snow in northern Arizona continues to move east into New Mexico. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Turning to overseas, Hungary's conservative president has resigned amid public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case.
Not only has Katalin Novak resigned as president, but Judit Varga, another woman in Fidesz, a very high-ranking woman in Fidesz, who's the former justice minister, she also signed the same amnesty or clemency decision, and she was due to lead the Fidesz, the governing party's list in the European elections this June. So Fidesz have lost its two most prominent female politicians. Clearly this is an attempt at damage limitation by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, but it's nevertheless very embarrassing and a big blow for him and his government.
That's the BBC's Nick Thorpe reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another fight among adults at a high school basketball game.
But this involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., the namesake son of New York mob boss John Gotti, 55-year-old Kimberly Gotti, and her 25-year-old daughter Gianna. They're accused of assaulting a woman after the lady had asked them to stop cursing at players. The woman says the pair punched her, pulled off her hat and wig, and additional people joined in the fracas. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada after a Delaware judge struck down the $55 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. The Delaware judge ruled 2 weeks ago Tesla's board was, in their words, too cozy with Musk and the size of the package was unfair. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to share our decades of knowledge helping you take on projects you want to get done around your house. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, or if you're what we call a prosumer, you do lots of projects by yourself, you're almost a contractor, but you got a day job, right? So whatever class you find yourself in, if you've got a question about a project you're involved with, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, is your family growing? Well, before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, it is smart to make sure home sweet home is as safe as it can be. We've got everything you need to know about baby-proofing your money pit coming up.
And if you enjoy a glass or two of wine during these long, chilly winter days, we're going to share a few simple solutions for any Merlot mishaps that may be happening along the way. I'm not speaking from experience. Things happen.
Is that like a Cabernet crisis? And also ahead, would you do anything to avoid shoveling snow again? Some people are kind of at that, especially those that are in the Midwest and the West. They've had so much snow. Well, we've got a serious solution for anyone who's had enough shoveling for one lifetime.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job and our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you want to get done.
But your job, yes, you do have a job, is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. Give us a call right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the quickest response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it, Les. Who's first?
Wendy in Florida is on the line with a question about the structure of her home. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm restoring an old house. It's about 100 years old, and we've had to take up the kitchen floor, and we've taken, there's layers of plywood and whatnot, and in order to get through it and get the rot out and whatever, we've gone down to the beams underneath the floor. Now, the beams are 4x4, and they're on 28 inches on center. And so I'm wondering, this needs more support, and I'm wondering, can we put, instead of putting beams down in between the two so that parallel, can we put perpendicular ties across from those two and create boxes to support the floor?
Can you get underneath the existing floor, Joyce?
Well, it's called on above grade, and so there's not that much space. You can get under there. It's about to my thigh, to the ground.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You can't change the direction of the beams because they usually go front to back for a reason. Typically, there's a girder in the middle of the structure, the middle of the building somewhere. But if you want to support those beams because they're sagging a bit, what you could do is you could put beams perpendicular to those underneath them. But those of course, would have to be supported as well. So I think your options are to put additional beams in between this big wide 28-inch gap, or to put beams perpendicular underneath. But if you put them underneath and you still have this wide gap, the other problem you're going to have is supporting the plywood now, or whatever you're going to need for that. So in that case, you would have to put some perpendicular spacers in between the beams, but those are not, they don't have any structural value. All that's going to do is give you some additional surface to support whatever kind of floor you put on top of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, that answers my question.
All right, Wendy, good luck with that project.
David in Massachusetts has a question about mold. Tell us what you're seeing.
I have a problem. I have a driveway, which is about 6 years old. And in the summer, we get mold up on the shade area. Not too much, but enough. It covers about maybe 2 feet by 3 feet wide. Okay? I use bleach on it, try to kill the mold. But within a month, it's back again. I scrub it with soap and water, different type of detergent, and it still come back. I think it loved the water.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, listen, there's a very simple solution. There's a product called Spray and Forget. And when you apply Spray and Forget, it basically is a mildicide, and it will kill the mold, the mildew, the algae, the moss that's there, and even the lichen, if that's what's causing it. And it has sort of a residual effect to it, so it sticks around for a couple of months. And then you reapply it. So it's really easy to do. And as long as you keep doing that, you're never going to have a problem with that building up again. Problem with bleach is you're basically just taking it off one time, and then it starts from that moment forward, it starts to regrow. But if you use Spray and Forget, it'll have some mildicide that will stay back and stop it from reforming.
Now, can I purchase this Spray and Forget at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's?
You can find it. Yeah, you can find it at home centers. Go to sprayandforget.com. There's a store locator there, I believe, and you can find out where it's sold right near you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Irina in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a house and it's located on a slope, so my backyard actually sloping towards my dining room.
Okay.
And recently we've had a big storm, and I noticed that there is a couple of inches of standing water in the crawl space.
Hmm.
So I talked to a couple of people, and then I did the research, and they basically have two options. One suggestion is to do a French pipe system outside of the house. Another thing is to have a French pipe inside of the house in the crawl space with a pump, and like seal the whole crawl space. And those two projects, they are in a different kind of budget price range. So I was wondering what you guys would recommend.
The problem that you're having is a drainage issue, and you have to figure out a way of intercepting that runoff before it gets to your crawl space. You definitely don't want to put this system in your crawl space. Those are very expensive systems, and what happens is you're still going to have a lot of water in and around that crawl space, which can make the structure unstable. So what you want to do is to put in a French drain that intercepts that water as it comes down the lawn and then runs around your house. The good news is that there's a new product out right now that makes that easier than ever, and it's simply called an Easy Drain. And basically, it's a French drain that's wrapped in an aggregate that's made out of foam pellets and then covered with a filter cloth. Before, you used to have to dig a hole, put in stone, put in a perforated pipe, put in more stone, put in more filter cloth, and then put in dirt. A lot of work. Now you just basically dig the hole, throw the Easy Drain pipe in it, cover it up with dirt, and you're good to go. So it's really cut the expense and the time it takes to get this fixed down to nothing. So I think you are going to need to put in a French drain in the backyard, and using the Easy Drain approach is the best way to go.
Oh, thank you. Is it okay if I put the soil, the existing soil, or do I heard that I need to purchase another type of soil because it's all like clay and everything when we dig out?
If you do have clay, you may want to use a clean filter around that pipe. That would just be a little more porous and help the water flow into it easier.
Okay.
Generally, I would say no. If you have clay, you don't want it to cake up.
So I think that's what you're
saying. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the product's called Easy Drain. It's made by NDS, and I think they sell it at the Home Depot. Just Google Easy Drain. You should find it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We are standing by to help you with all of your home improvement projects, whether they are big or small. And we love to lend a hand, so let us know how we can help. Coming up, does your home pass the safety check when it comes to the little ones? We're going to tell you what steps you need to take to baby-proof your home before the arrival of your new addition next on the Money Pit. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got some home improvement questions and you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Make sure you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Jesse in Nevada's on the line with a heating issue. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I have a two-story house and my furnace upstairs. So when I turn on the heater on, and I set my temperature to 68 degrees, all the three bedrooms is too hot. And so I kind of set the temperature to 65, and downstairs it's too cold. And it seems like it's not circulating, you know, the heat's not circulating downstairs. And, and I called the heater company, and the guy that came told me that there's nothing that he can do about it, and that's why I called.
So what kind of heat do you have? Is it forced air or hot water?
It's forced air.
And have you checked the airflow at all of the registers to make sure you're getting a good flow of air at all of those spaces, Jesse?
No, sir, I did not.
First of all, it's always warmer upstairs, right? It's going to be warmer in the winter and also warmer in the summer.
Yes.
So what you need to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to make sure you have good airflow at all of the rooms. So you check the registers. The easy way to do this is to take a paper towel and hold it in front of the register when the heat's on to make sure it's, you know, blowing pretty good. Equally important is you need return ducts. You need that air from the registers to get to the return ducts. So you want to check the return ducts. You can do it the same way. Hold the paper towel against it. It should suck flat against that return duct, like just hold itself right there in midair. If you don't have a good airflow, there are, in some cases, you can adjust the airflow on heating systems. Some duct systems have dampers built into them where they can be adjusted. If it's not a matter of adjusting and you still have good airflow, then there's some imbalance in the design, and that's when it comes to figuring out how to deal with that. Can you add additional duct lines to provide additional heat? Or maybe should you consider supplemental heat? Should you consider perhaps an electric resistance strip heater in a room, or a wall, a through the wall heat pump in the room, or something of that nature? So you really need to kind of break it down to making sure that the heating system is doing what it's designed to do. And then beyond that, try to figure out how to accommodate it, the areas that are still uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Well, when it comes to protecting kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be totally child safe. But with some common sense, you'll be able to remove some of the most worrisome hazards.
Well, first, let's talk about windows. Now, they may look completely harmless, but if your window blinds still have cords, know that they are one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. You've got to shorten all those long cords and tie them up and away from the reach of the little hands.
Yeah, and let's also talk about window screens. They're not the very heavy-duty screens that we all grew up with. You know, they were kind of like metal screens, and, you know, you could throw a basketball against them, and no harm would happen, right? But now they're like fiberglass, they're soft, they're floppy, and if a kid pushes on one from the inside, they're going to come tumbling right out. So you really need to be careful with this and make sure that your windows have window guards, as the kids are of that very inquiring age where they like to sort of try everything, including climbing up on windows.
Now, another concern that we have is about the furniture tipping over, because kids are climbers, so think about shelving. Things like that look super attractive to the little guys. So you want to make sure that your bookcases, a large TV stand, anything that basically seems like something you can climb on furniture-wise, is anchored to the wall. Also, here's something you wouldn't usually think of as a tipping hazard, but it's your oven. That's why new ovens include a bracket to prevent this. It slips around the rear leg and then holds that oven to the floor. But I can remember as little guys, the boys would pull out the warming drawer and, like, sit in it. So it's like you got to make sure they're not sitting on the door. They're not, like, because it's so easy for it to tip over.
Now, having really clean sliding glass doors can also be troublesome. Kids often forget the door is there. They'll walk into it, or worse yet, they'll run into it. And if there's a breakage, it can have some serious injuries associated with it. So one good way to deal with that is just to apply some decorative decals at the child's eye level as a constant reminder of those closed doors.
And finally, you want to check your stairs and your railings. Now, the railings need to be at least 36 inches tall and have no more than 4-inch spaces between any of the spindles. And at the same time, you want to make sure handrails are in place for all of the stairs. And then go ahead and make sure those handrails have a closed end. Handrails that don't wrap around to the wall, I mean, think about it. How many times have you caught, like, your sleeve or part of your sweater on, like, a door handle? So if you've just got this banister that ends to nowhere, you're going to get stuck on it. So make sure that it kind of curves back around to the wall so you just don't get tripped up on the steps.
Good point. If you'd like more safety tips to keep your kids safe, head on over to MoneyPit.com and just search child safety.
Sherry and George is on the line with a question about cleaning bathroom tile. What's going on?
I bought a condo, and the bathroom tiles are really, really pretty, but they're old, and they have lost their luster. And I think it's I was looking for a solution that didn't involve demolition.
Well, that sounds like a possibility. Let's see what we can do to help you. So you see the tiles have lost their luster. Is it really the grout or is it the tiles themselves?
Oh, no, it's the tiles. They have absolutely, like, no shine to them whatsoever. They're very, very matte, and it should have that luster like the subway tiles.
Well, maybe. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of tiles that have matte finishes, right, Leslie?
There are tiles that have matte finishes that tend to get the dirt stuck to them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for
that.
Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And like mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with like a stiff bristle brush, not a metal bristle, but like a plastic bristle brush. One meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it, keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this chilly winter's weekend. We know there's lots of projects you can be tackling, and perhaps one of them is dealing with an event from a social gathering at your home, or maybe just a Saturday night at your home. Who knows? No judgment here. But if you've ever spilled red wine on a white carpet, you are going to appreciate an easy solution to make that stain disappear. We're going to share that next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I'm tackling a big project right now, Leslie, at a house right near where we live. And I'm helping to redo the kitchen cabinets. And we have like 1960-ish kitchen cabinets, which are these sort of solid birch cabinets. And I was really surprised as we got into it because, you know, today how cabinets are like, they're either 36 inches wide or 24, or sometimes they're 12.
and you basically choose different sizes and you assemble them together to get the full length. Well, back in the 60s, it was one cabinet. Like, there's one that's like 7 feet long, and there's one that's like 9 feet long. And it looks just like you would expect cabinets to look from the outside, but the boxes are just so solid. So instead of tearing it all out, we decided we were going to keep it and paint the cabinets, and it's really coming out good.
I love that. I really do love that idea of repurposing and keeping those things and really having them just look wonderful. Tim in Minnesota's on the line and has a question about LED lights. What can we do for you?
I just replaced my LED lights in my basement, which I have recessed cans.
Okay.
From time to time, I get, not all the time, so that either you dim them a little bit and they start fluctuating, they're going up.
Right.
Didn't change the dimmer if the dimmer was, I don't know if it was equivalent for LED lights, but.
Yeah, there is. Lutron is the company that actually invented the dimmer way back in the 60s, and they have a product called the CL dimmer. It's designed specifically for dimmable LEDs and halogens and incandescent. And I've got these in my house, and I like them for this reason. There's a range on these dimmers that you can set. So you can set like the minimum power and the maximum power. And that's important because what happens is if you go down too far, depending on the LED, it will flicker and sort of go out. So you can bring it down and like identify like the bottom in terms of the lowest setting. And then of course you can bring it up to the top and you can set that range so that you don't have to worry about that flickering happening. Once you kind of set it, it's done. And you can also put a mixed lighting load on it. So if you had a situation where you had some LEDs and also some incandescents and CFLs all on the same dimmer, you know, by having that ability to adjust the range, you can make sure that they all go down as low as they can, but they don't go down too far where they start to flicker. That said, the LED bulbs themselves have to be listed as dimmable. Some are and some are not. The ones that are dimmable actually obviously work a lot better.
I know those are dimmable because I knew to ask for that.
So then you just need the right kind of dimmer. So you're looking for a Diva CL dimmer by Lutron. You can find them at the Home Depot. They're not very expensive, you know, 20, 25 bucks, something like that.
So does anything with I also have another issue with the same thing that I can go turn them on and off and I get shocked by the screw for the plate.
That's a different issue. Yeah, that's a big issue. That sounds to me like you might have driven the screw somewhere and nicked the wire. I would have an electrician fix that for you. That's definitely a problem.
I didn't have an issue when I had incandescents, though. Is it because of the house?
Nah, I don't think it has to do with the bulbs. Nah, wouldn't believe it. I would get an electrician on that. That sounds dangerous. All right, hey, listen, thanks so much for calling us at 888 MoneyPit. Good luck with that project, and don't do it yourself. Get a pro to help. Bye.
Well, if you've ever suffered a spill, getting that spill cleaned up quickly is the best way to make sure it doesn't set. And this is especially true of red wine stains, which will oxidize the longer they sit. So here are a couple of ways to make those stains disappear. First of all, on clothing, if it's washable, you want to flush immediately under a cold faucet and then dab with dish soap or laundry detergent and then flush again and again and again until the stain is gone. Now, for dry clean only items, you want to blot as best you can with paper towels or a dish towel and then get that item to the dry cleaner ASAP. Now, if it happens to spill on your carpet or on some upholstery, this is an issue here. So you got to act quick. So if it's the carpet, you want to soak up what you can with the super quick blotting of a cloth. Don't rub, blot, sort of stomp on it and get that liquid to sort of draw into that towel. Then grab table salt in a pour spout container and just mound it on top of that stain. The salt is going to pull the wine up and out of the carpet fiber, and you'll be able to tell when the salt is no longer absorbing wine, at which point you can use a vacuum or a dustpan to just kind of sweep it all up. Now, if the spill happened on the sofa, do your best blotting with paper towels or a cloth. Skip the salt, but definitely use a fabric cleaner.
Now, with all of these tips, whatever you do, don't rub. You might be tempted to furiously rub at the stain, but that's basically the worst thing you can do because rubbing sort of pushes that stain further into the fibers is not ideal considering that your goal is to extract the stain. So don't rub it in, literally.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that life's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. that is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening, and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here to us at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, are you sick of shoveling out your driveway after every storm? Well, a long-term solution for anybody serious about hanging up that shovel for good, we are going to share with you after this.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, whether you are doing your projects yourself, or you're hiring a pro, we do love sharing our lifetime of knowledge and how you can get your job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Manny from Rhode Island is on the line. He's got a question about the water lines. What's going on?
Every few months, I get a mailing letting me know that I'm responsible for the water line from the street to my home should it break. And what they're offering me is basically an insurance policy that would cover, one policy would cover up to $10,000 for repair work, and they get the companies to do the work. And then a more advanced policy would cover up to $15,000. I wanted to get your take on what you thought about this insurance policy and the probabilities of having this kind of a problem.
Geez, Manny, I can relate. You know, Tom, I feel like I get these all the time. It's the water line. It's the sewer line. It's the main. It's the gas line. Everything from your house to the street you are responsible for. I mean, I feel like they're more scare tactics because I kind of just recycle them.
Yeah, I think for the most part they are. First of all, just to be really clear, these are not insurance policies because they're not regulated by the insurance laws of the state. What they are service contracts. It's the same kind of a service contract you might get on an appliance.
Right. Well, I have service contracts for the heating system in the house. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Legitimate.
The whole heating system. That is legitimate, right.
Exactly.
But for a service contract for the pipe that brings the water into your house, let me say this. If I had a really old house and I had a really old main water pipe that was made out of steel, which should have been replaced 30 years ago, I might get a service contract on that pipe. But for the most part, if you've got, a plastic water entry line like most people do, I would not buy these things at all. The chances of this being a problem are really, really small. And if it happens, it happens. But I just don't think it's worth the money to insure against this. I mean, and here's another good example. You know, my mom has a house in Florida, and they love to sell her service contracts for subterranean termites. First of all, her house is made of concrete, but let's not let the facts get in the way.
It's true.
And they want to sell her a service contract for termites that live in the ground. By the way, the drywood termites that fly around, those are not covered. It's only the ground ones. They would have to have suitcases and come down to Florida like with the rest of the folks from the north that move in during the winter, right? I mean, a lot of these are just, like you say, Leslie, they try to scare you into getting into your pocketbook or getting into your wallet to buy these things. Yes, you're technically responsible for the pipe from the meter into the house, but what's the chances of that breaking? Pretty small.
Well, if you swore you would do anything to avoid shoveling out your driveway again, here's the real test, guys. Are you willing to invest in a heated driveway? They're not cheap, but they do handle the job while you stay warm inside.
Yeah, and here's how they work. First of all, it starts with a boiler, just like a heating system boiler, but specially designed for the driveway. But it doesn't push water. It pushes antifreeze through pipes that run underneath the driveway surface. This keeps it warm enough so the snow never even collects in the first place.
Now, unfortunately, the system isn't something that can be retrofitted, and it can't work with your existing pipes either. So the upfront costs include a brand new driveway, since your current one is going to need to be dug up to do this.
Yeah, it's a pretty expensive thing to install. So to start, compare the price to the cost of long-term snow removal. It might be more cost-effective just to hire a plow to haul away snow every winter, but if you live in a snowy area or if a luxury upgrade is what you're after, a heated driveway is one your neighbors will notice and their prospective buyers will not forget.
Bonnie in Maryland's on the line is having an issue at her home. What's going on?
My husband has rental property, and one of the tenants decided to destroy the property on the way out and poured wet cement into the drains. And so I just want to know what can be done and the cost of it and things like that in terms of the repairs, because maybe it's just not even worth trying to find another tenant after doing a bunch of work that costs a bunch of money.
Wow, that's awful. Boy, what a jerk to do something like that. It's just terrible. You know, it seems to me, though, that that's a crime. I mean, that's basically vandalism. And as such, not only can you first, of course, press criminal charges, but secondly, it seems like that should be something that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. Have you tried speaking with your insurance company about this?
You know, it was just something that my husband had, talked to me about. It's not really anything that is really my business. I'm not sure.
Well, you should call your insurance agent and you should talk with them about that, because this is not, we're not talking about wear and tear, you got to paint the walls because you have somebody living there. This is damage. This is like somebody, this is like having an arsonist burn your house down. You know, those kinds of crimes are covered by the insurance. That's one of the reasons you have insurance. So, we pay so much money for that. So I would definitely make that claim. Now, in terms of how much work this is to fix, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I'm guessing since you're in Maryland, is this house, the bathroom's on the first floor, second floor? What's underneath the plumbing? Does it go into a slab?
It's a trailer.
Okay.
It's a trailer.
So then you have full access above and below. So you're probably gonna have to just cut out those pipes. It's all gonna sort of hang down the bottom of the pipe. So you're just gonna have to find out where it ends and cut it out. But again, I would not hesitate to file a criminal complaint and also to file a claim with my insurance company, or at least speak to my agent about that part.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to help Ronnie figure out some alternatives to that big, messy project of removing a popcorn ceiling. I get it. You want to get rid of it, but you don't want to deal with the mess. So stick around and we'll help you out.
You live in a Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For details.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys planning to do in the months ahead? Spring is going to be here in a couple of months. And come summer, you got some projects you want to do, maybe spruce up the outside of your house. Let's talk about it. Reach out to us right now by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Ronnie reached out to Team Money Pit about a popcorn ceiling. Now she says, I heard in a previous podcast recently that there is a lightweight snap together wood look ceiling covering that can be used instead of removing a popcorn spray. I can't remember the name or where it's sold.
Yeah, you know, I mean, removing popcorn, we've got a guide on how to do that online, but bottom line is it's a messy, very time consuming job, but it's not the only way to get rid of that look. In fact, Armstrong Ceilings makes a ceiling option product called Easy Up, and it includes both sort of the wood look planks as well as panels, and it installs directly over the popcorn ceiling. It uses a track and clip system, Ronnie. So basically you install the tracks and the clips, and then you sort of snap the panels in place. It's really quite attractive. I'm not quite sure how expensive it is, but if you want to avoid the big mess of getting rid of all that popcorn, and then, of course, you got to prime it again. Even after you do all that, it still doesn't look quite the same as it did. Check out the Easy Up system from Armstrong Ceilings.
Yeah, Ronnie, it really can make a huge difference, so definitely check it out.
Well, spring might still be weeks away, but don't let these dreary days of winter drag you down. A few dollar-wise home improvement projects can spruce up your home and your spirits. Leslie has some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you going to let the sun shine through a little bit early?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it might sound obvious, but the first thing you can do is just turn on some lights. I mean, come on, guys. This is a good time to add a lamp or some sconces, or at least increase the brightness of the bulbs in the fixtures you already have in your home, or just, you know, ask your device to make the light brighter. I'm sure everybody's got everything automated. I don't even want to risk saying it for all the lights in the studio going off. You know what I'm talking about. Some other things you can do is plant an indoor garden. It's really nice to have colorful flowers or something edible that reminds you of the spring season. And then hopefully if everything lives and does well, you just transfer it outdoors when that warm weather returns. You can also spruce up your front door. The door is a great welcome for you when you've been out in the dreariness. So if you're not going to paint or get a new door, just polish the hardware. Just add some brightness to the front entry. I mean, you can also just get an inexpensive doormat. I love changing out the doormats every season. I mean, first of all, they just get cruddy looking in a short amount of time. So it's like I go over to any of those sort of like home decor superstores and pick up like a cute one with a cheeky saying or, you know, something fun and silly that makes me feel happy coming to the front door on a yucky day outside. I mean, there's so much you can do. It's a great time to add any sort of fancy finial. Take advantage of sales, you know, after the holidays, even after like a winter holiday, like a Valentine's Day or an Easter. There's all these beautiful turned finials that are painted and festive and feel very of the season, and you can put that in a planter out front. Just kind of ways to add color. I always boost up my arsenal of like porch decor, like as the sales happen throughout the year. So I always have something seasonal, whether it's a new wreath or a new finial or a new garland or something, just to dress up the house so you feel better. It's not hard, guys. Let's just try to get rid of the winter downies.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the podcast, high efficiency washers are on the rise, and Energy Star certified clothes dryers can cut energy by an impressive 25%. But are these more efficient and, I might add, more expensive washers and dryers a smart buy? We'll have some answers on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.